My name is Jeremy Martin. I am the captain of the crew. I am a co-captain of the crew of Spank. So I coordinate kind of our whole production for our subcrew. I've been in Crew de Vue for 6 or 7 years. I can't really remember. But I've been captain for 3. There is a general Crew de Vue topic. And the rule is that that's just sort of, and it's always, we always try and pick as a general Crew de Vue topic something that's big, like a big umbrella that pretty much anything can fit under. And then the subcrews generally pick the topic of ridicule. You know, who do they want to make fun of? Why do they want to make fun of them? You know, what's been in the news? What's going to resonate most in the 5 seconds that somebody sees your float? You know, that kind of thing. Well, my favorite was last year my crew did Disneylandrew, Mitchie Mayer's Gentrified Kingdom. And that was a huge success. Our throws were on eBay afterwards, and we had a lot of. I think that resonated a lot. I see Disney mentioned a lot more in the paper since our parade, and I'd like to think we had something to do with that. I'm not sure satire and protest are interchangeable. The difference I think between the two is that protest demands a change, whereas satire only points out the absurd or the unjust. I think it's still a very important function because we do use it to vent and we do use it to as our platform for commentary. And I think we hope, at least my crew, we always hope that we affect some sort of reaction from people that makes them think about it. And so I almost see our satire as a precursor to protest. It's sort of poking the bear, stoking the fire. You know, I'd like to think it takes the place of protest, but it's not as effective as protest. It's really kind of comes before protest. I'm not aware of any time that the object of our ridicule has responded, because I think they quite wisely realize to engage us is to fight a losing battle. You know, you can't engage a satirist because they'll just satirize you further. You know, and so I think if I could ever say anything positive about our local political scene, it's that they've known enough to keep their hands off of Crew de Vue. I think the question of why there's not more protest culture in New Orleans is an extremely complicated one. It would probably make a great dissertation for somebody, but. We have a unique history in this city for a lot of reasons, and I don't think we can isolate one thing and say, oh, it's Mardi Gras that we don't have a protest culture. I mean, we've also had marginalized people in this city for 100 years longer than most other cities in the United States. So, I mean, that we have a lot more history here, just quantity-wise, you know. So I don't know. Like I said, I think Crew de Vue fulfills a very important role. I think it's important that not only do the absurd things that we put up with we need to give a forum for the absurdities we put up with, and I think that's healthy to bring them out in the open and say, look, isn't this ridiculous? You know, and I think, like I said, maybe that will inspire people, maybe it does inspire people. At the very least, it gives people the feeling that they're not alone, that they're not the only people who thinks this is all ridiculous. There's always a tendency to go national. But most of the captains I know make a concerted effort to reel that in and keep it local. Most of the people in Crew de Vue I know are really interested in preserving the local satire, because, you know, and there's pressure because as the crew gets more popular, you get people from out of town who may not get the jokes, but at the same time, they're not the ones we're giving the parade for. You know, we're giving the parade for local New Orleanians, people who put up with the stuff we satirize.